So there's been a lot happening in Israeli politics and security lately. Where do we even begin?
Well, a big story is the potential renewal of the ceasefire in Gaza. Reports suggest it could happen very soon, maybe even within the hour.
Wow. Really? What's the latest on that?
The official announcement from the IDF is that the ceasefire has indeed been renewed, but tensions remain high, as evidenced by Minister of Defense Katz's strong statement.
And what did he say exactly?
He stated that dozens of Hamas commanders were eliminated in response to attacks on IDF soldiers and the violation of the agreement regarding the return of kidnapped soldiers. He emphasized there will be no immunity for anyone in the Hamas leadership.
Okay, shifting gears a bit, what's the deal with the Supreme Court and the ultra-Orthodox draft? I saw something about shouting in court.
Yes, tensions are incredibly high. There were reports of people shouting, "We will die and not enlist," during the Supreme Court hearing on drafting ultra-Orthodox men. The state is saying that by July 2026, the Army will have no restrictions on the number of ultra-Orthodox recruits it can take. So, is there any progress being made on that front? It's complicated. M.K. Avichai Buaron initially considered attending a Haredi rally, but backed out after hearing extreme messages like, "We will die and not enlist." He said he wouldn't tolerate that message, especially with family members serving in the IDF. I've also seen some stuff about the legal advisor. What's going on there?
There's a lot swirling around the Military Advocate General, or Patsuret. An investigation has been opened into the leaking of a video from Stay Tamon.
Wait, really? What's the accusation?
The Israeli political and security affairs analyst, the suspicion is that the video was leaked with her knowledge. She's been sent on leave while the matter is investigated. And to make things even more complicated, the chief of staff is blocking the appointment of her deputy as her replacement until things are cleared up.
Wow, that sounds like a mess.
It is, and it gets worse. There are reports that the investigation materials clearly indicate that she was actively involved in leaking the materials. Apparently, she herself ordered materials to be passed to the media and was informed in advance about the intention to leak the video. Shifting gears again, what about this story with Yair Netanyahu and a potential job? This has been a major point of contention. Initially, there was a coalition agreement that would have given Yair Netanyahu a senior position in the Zionist organization, potentially as chairman of the public diplomacy department with a salary of tens of thousands of shekels.
Wait, what? So the prime minister's son would get a high-paying job?
Exactly. And what's even more surprising is that opposition parties initially supported this deal, because they were also getting benefits from it. However, after the public outcry, some of those parties are now reconsidering.
So everyone was getting something out of it except for one party?
Correct. The only party excluded from this coalition was Otzma Yehudit. But due to the backlash, Yesh Atid and Yair Golan have withdrawn from the agreement.
Okay, last thing. Anything else that really stood out this week?
Well, there was a near physical altercation between ministers Itzhak Wasserlof and Miki Zohar over jobs in national institutions. It highlights the intense competition and political maneuvering happening behind the scenes.
Wow. Sounds like a pretty typical week in Israeli politics.
Unfortunately, yes. It's always something.